by Max Lucado. This audio version is published by Oasis Audio through an agreement with Tyndale House Publishers. On the Anvil is read by Mike Kellogg.
Introduction, The Blacksmith Shop. In the shop of a blacksmith, there are three types of tools. There are tools on the junk pile, outdated, broken, dull, rusty. They sit in the cobwebbed corner, useless to their master, oblivious to their calling. There are tools on the anvil, melted down, molten, hot, moldable, changeable. They lie on the anvil, being shaped by their master, accepting their calling. There are tools of usefulness, sharpened, primed, defined, mobile. They lie ready in the blacksmith's tool chest, available to their master, fulfilling their calling. Some people lie useless, lives broken, talents wasting, fires quenched, dreams dashed. They are tossed in with a scrap iron, in desperate need of repair, with no notion of purpose. Others lie on the anvil, hearts open, hungry to change, wounds healing, vision clearing. They welcome the painful pounding of the blacksmith's hammer, longing to be rebuilt, begging to be called. Others lie in their master's hands, well-tuned, non-compromising, polished, productive. They respond to their master's forearm, demanding nothing, surrendering all. We are all somewhere in the blacksmith shop. We are either on the scrap pile, on the anvil, in the master's hands, or in the tool chest. Some of us have been in all three. In this collection of writings, we'll take a tour of the shop. We'll examine all tools and look in all corners, from the shelves to the workbench, from the water to the fire. And I'm sure that somewhere you'll see yourself. We'll discover what Paul meant when he spoke of becoming an instrument for noble purposes, and what a becoming it is. The rubbish pile of broken tools, the anvil of recasting, the hands of the master. It's a simultaneously joyful and painful voyage. And for you who make the journey, who leave the heap and enter the fire, dare to be pounded on God's anvil and doggedly seek to discover your own purpose, take courage. For you await the privilege of being called God's chosen instruments. Max Lucado, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Part 1. The Pile of Broken Tools. Chapter 1. The Pile of Broken Tools. To find me, look in the corner of the shop, over here, behind the cobwebs, beneath the dust, in the darkness. There are scores of us, broken handles, dulled blades, cracked iron. Some of us were useful once, and then many of us never were. But listen, don't feel sorry for me. Life ain't so bad here in the pile. No work, no anvils, no pain, no sharpening. And yet the days are very long. Chapter 2. I am very weary. It'll be remembered as one of the most confounding missing persons cases. In August of 1930, 45-year-old Joseph Crater waved goodbye to friends after an evening meal in a New York restaurant, flagged on a taxi, and rode off. He was never seen or heard from again. 50 years of research have offered countless theories but no conclusions. Since Crater was a successful New York Supreme Court judge, many have suspected murder, but a solid lead has never been found. Other options have been presented. Kidnapping, mafia involvement, even suicide. A search of his apartment revealed one clue. It was a note attached to a check, and both were left for his wife. The check was for a sizable amount, and the note simply read, "I'm very..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?